Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. Going to keep it short today as we're in the calm before the storm. High school sports are just around the corner. Don't forget, Bishop Lady Broncos volleyball team kicks off their season at Burroughs on August 15th. I'll be offering full coverage of their endeavors once the season is underway. As for Mammoth volleyball, last year's undefeated High Desert League champs will begin their season August 31st at Lone Pine. Don't forget, high school football coming up as well. Bishop, Mammoth, Colville, and Lone Pine all open their seasons on August 18th. The Big Pine Warriors play their opener at home against Fraser Mountain on the 26th of August. In Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers rolled again last night with Tony Gonsolin on the hill. Gonsolin was unspectacular, but at the end of the day, he had gone five innings, giving up five hits, two walks, and just a solo homer to A's catcher Shea Langille. He struck out three on the night as the Dodgers beat up on the bottom-feeding Athletics again by a score of 10-1. The Dodger lineup pounded A's starter Hogan Harris for eight runs. They had four homers in the game. And it's been a whole lot of Freddie Freeman this week. He's 9-for-12 over his last three games, raising his batting average to .338, good for second in the National League. Again, final score in this one, Dodgers 10, Athletics 1. The Dodgers have now won 3 out of 4 and maintain a 2.5-game lead over the Giants, who have now won 4 out of their last 5. The Dodgers will take on the A's again tonight in Los Angeles. It'll be the battle of lefties on the mound as the A's send out J.P. Sears to take on Julio Urias for the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a quick look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.